FBI arrests LA hospice operators in fraud sting. FBI agents and other law enforcement officials arrested 8 of 15 people suspected of $60 million in hospice care fraud as part of a federal multi-state investigation in Los Angeles County, authorities announced April 2nd. Medicare reimbursed these companies for services that were intended to go to patients dying from a terminal illness, First Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley in Los Angeles told reporters during a press conference. Instead, these defendants recruited beneficiaries who were not terminally ill and paid them to pose as patients receiving hospice care. The defendants include three nurses, a chiropractor, and a psychologist, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles. Six of the defendants were set to make their first court appearances in Los Angeles. One is set to appear in an Idaho district court. The Southern California region is a high-risk environment for hospice-related and many other forms of healthcare fraud, said Akil Davis, the assistant director in charge of the FBI's Los Angeles field office. Lolita Baranilla Minard, 65, of Anaheim, a licensed nurse, was arrested and charged with healthcare fraud. Minard owned and operated Topanga Hospice Care, Incorporated from July 2020 to April 2025 in Artesia, California, and prosecutors say she used the company to submit about $9.2 million in fraudulent hospice claims to Medicare and was paid more than $8.5 million. Investigators alleged one of Minard's clients was approached at a grocery store about signing up at her facility and was later visited at home by her employee. The client and the client's spouse, neither of whom had a terminal illness, were each promised $300 in cash each month if they signed up, along with vitamins, wheelchairs, and other supplies. Defendant Gladwin Gill, 66, a psychologist, and his wife Aim Lou Gill, 70, a registered nurse, both of Covina, California, were arrested and also charged with healthcare fraud. The Gills owned and operated St. Francis Palliative Care in Glendale, California, and allegedly submitted $5.2 million in fraudulent claims. They received more than $4 million and are further accused of laundering the proceeds through personal expenses such as international flights, restaurants, and bills. Nita Almuit Padit Palma, 76, who is currently serving time in prison for her third conviction for healthcare fraud, was charged with her husband Adolfo Katbagan, 68, of Glendale, in an 11-count indictment of operating at least three fraudulent hospice care facilities. Her husband was arrested during the operation. Palma, who is a lawful permanent resident from the Philippines, and Katbagan were charged with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and healthcare fraud and 10 counts of healthcare fraud. According to Asaley, Palma and her husband submitted at least $4.8 million in fraudulent claims through three companies, resulting in at least $4.2 million in payments from Medicare, despite Palma's incarceration. The couple faces decades behind bars, Asaley said. Also arrested were Evelyn Tindamabuna, 51, a licensed vocational nurse from Chatsworth, California, Ivan Vern Lauritsen, 50, of Simi Valley, California, and Gregory Cartmail, 62, of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, a licensed chiropractor. Cartmail will be summoned to Los Angeles federal court in the coming weeks, according to prosecutors. This week's operation was just the beginning, according to the federal officials. This is not just a fraud problem. This is a California problem, Asaley said. The federal government is the purse. California is responsible for issuing hospice licenses. The problem you see in California, there is no vetting and no checking. They do not care because it is not their money. Southern California has 1,800 licensed hospice care facilities, which is one-third of all hospices in the United States, according to Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz. We are going after them, Oz said during the press conference. We believe half of them are fraudulent. Oz said his agency was planning to review every hospice in California and had already closed 221. Governor Gavin Newsom's Chief Deputy Director of Communications Diana Crofts Pelayo on April 2nd did not respond to questions about whether the state cooperated in the Los Angeles County-centered fraud operation. In a post on X, Newsom's press office blamed President Donald Trump for the fraud occurring at licensed hospice facilities in California. It stated that it is fully supportive of the federal investigations targeting healthcare fraud in the state and said that Newsom banned new hospice licenses in 2021 because of rampant fraud. California's health department placed a moratorium on issuing new licenses after January 1, 2022, that will end on January 1, 2027, but still oversees existing hospices. Existing licenses can also be transferred to new owners. The Los Angeles County operation was coordinated by Vice President J.D. Vance's task force to eliminate fraud, formed by Trump through an executive order March 16. "Our task force isn't wasting any time cracking down on fraud," Vance stated on X on April 2 about the operation.